You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Taking the mailbag to the fieldhouse this week. On the field here inside the Pat Bowlen Fieldhouse at the UC Health Training Center, I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me this week on Mason's Mailbag. Let's get started with a question from Luis Santoyo on Twitter. He wants to know, who do you think will, or maybe the Broncos players, poised to have a breakout season in 2017? Well, let's start on offense. A.J. Derby, if the Broncos don't draft a tight end, I think he's going to see plenty of playing time. I think he's poised for more. Devontae Booker should do better in year two than he did in year one, although you saw the flashes that he showed, especially toward the very end of the season, the big play against the Raiders back in week 17. There's some potential there. Big thing is to stay healthy and stay consistent. Jordan Taylor and Khalif Raymond, those are wide receivers that could have bigger roles. Again, depends on what the Broncos do in the draft, but if they stand pat at wide receiver, I could see Jordan Taylor or Khalif Raymond moving on to bigger roles. Khalif Raymond, if the Broncos don't add somebody who can help on returns, Raymond could end up returning punts and kickoffs and could have a shot to be a slot receiver. So those are four guys that I think you could see having bigger roles potentially in 2017. Next question, moving on to the draft. This one's from Kerry Newman. Mel Kiper believes that the Broncos will pick Adam Shaheen in the second round. Is that the right spot to pick a tight end? Who are the best tight ends in that range? Well, of course, you'll start with Shaheen. He's legitimately a second-round pick at this point. Now, originally, I thought he was about a third-rounder, but, that value looks like it's going in the middle of the second round, perhaps. You know, 278-pounders who have that kind of fluidity, those kind of hands, they don't come along very often, even though the jump from D2 to the NFL is very steep. Then you're looking at some other guys. Bucky Hodges out of Virginia Tech, very versatile, can go inside and outside, can make plays all over the place. Virginia Tech moved him all over, was able to create some mismatches, can do the same at the next level. Gerald Everett out of South Alabama, Evan Engram from Mississippi, both were tight ends at the Senior Bowl that looked very good, especially in comparison with Alabama's O.J. Howard, who's going to likely be the first tight end off the board. Everett and Engram, they were both on the South team. They were doing drills with him and more than held their own in comparison with O.J. Howard. Jake Butt out of Michigan, maybe I wouldn't call him a sleeper, but certainly second or third round guy coming off a torn ACL. The question with Jake Butt is, can you live with not having him for part, if not all, of his rookie season? Because it's going to take some time for him to recover from that injury. Not going to be available for OTAs. Training camp is maybe not a possibility for him. You might be looking at him being on the PUP list for a good chunk of the year, but he certainly has potential. Those are guys that could go in the second to third round. Plenty of tight ends there, but I can see why Kiper, like Shaheen, the Broncos, certainly he'd bring some things that the Broncos don't have in that position. Thanks for the questions. If you want to join us next week, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or find me on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver. Please use the hashtag AskMace. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.